turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Stand Up for News. I am Mac James, your host. Mac James Esterline, my co-host here is Scott Patrick. This is Dick Colligan. We are stand-up comedians, and we have the artist known as Christopher Wright here as well. And today we're going to have Tommy Chong calling in a few minutes, I'm thinking. He isn't on yet, right? Okay, so stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news.
Hey, let's plug everybody's social media while we get started here.
I did mine like, go just check me out on the TikTok. It's Mac James, MacJamez on TikTok. Check that out if you want.
You can find me YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter at Dick Jokes Comedy.
Yep, I'm on TikTok as Starlight Collector Music, and Instagram is the Starlight Collector, and you can just find me by my name, Christopher Wright, on Facebook for now.
Yep, Scott Patrick, you can catch me on MySpace and AOL. That's I am. I do have a Twitter that I use, Jibba the Hoot, but if you want to check me out there, but otherwise, Scott Patrick Comedy on MySpace or Facebook.
Excellent.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, my pretty princess cutie face was passed away today. Wow. My little chihuahua Pomeranian, she was a beautiful little bitch. I loved her so much. That bitch was so adorable. You can say that because she's a female dog, right, Bobby?
It's true.
All right, yeah, that bitch was my favorite bitch. I loved her so much, you know.
It's terrible news.
You know the difference between whining and bitching, Scott? I loved her so much, you know.
It's terrible news.
You know the difference between whining and bitching, Scott?
What's that?
Nobody offers me any cheese with my bitch. And now I can't use that joke anymore because she's dead.
Oh, man.
It's tough.
My bitch is dead.
It's tough out there.
Well, what you got for us, Scott Patrick? Let's not harp on the sorrow in the room.
Well, all right. Well, I got some news here if you want to go with some of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Southern Baptist leaders actually covered up a sex abuse scandal for years. Even like a whole secret database, you know? Apparently the blood of Christ wasn't what compelled them. It was the blood of Cialis.
Oh, God.
That's funny. Oh, keep going, man. All right, well, you're going to have to carry me today. I'm a little... I cried for an hour and 12 minutes.
There was a Louisville Zoo announced the birth of a mountain zebra. Yeah, they were thinking of a name for it. I recommend the name to Michael Jackson because he's both black and white and everybody stops to stare at him. you got some news, Dick?
I got some, yeah. Well, can we start out with the fact that Elon Musk stole my joke?
I saw that.
You guys see that?
Very coincidental, right?
Yeah. Elon Musk is in the media as saying that Joe Biden is the equivalent of Ron Burgundy. I told that joke at Side Splitters like 6 months ago. Where are my royalties, Elon?
Right? Because I saw that happen to Scott Patrick, too. Word for word, this one dude, Ben something, stole your joke. I called you right then when it was happening. You were on your way there to Russo's one night.
I'm suing for
somebody
one.
Somebody tried stealing my joke, too.
I want damages of one Twitter.
Chris, you got any funny stuff for us today?
I got nothing right now. I'm just sending out links for people, social media.
You got your
Chong
material ready, right?
Yeah, of course I do. Yes. Yeah, of course.
So I got another story here. These Indiana students attempted a world record-sized duck-duck-goose game, which is a lot of high school kids got together for that. It's just the generational gap is funny to me because when in my generation, when we got in circles, it was puff-puff-pass. You know, but I guess the next generation will even be more different. It'll be duck-duck-shooter.
Well, we're still waiting on Tommy. Hang in there, fellas. No worries.
A message has been left.
Oh, excellent. Okay, that was what he told me. Check in with him when we started, and he would get with us.
Well, in more Elon Musk news, the tech titan was recently quoted as saying, "The real president is whoever controls the teleprompter," which, based on the last press conference I watched, appears to be a rabid squirrel with Tourette's.
I posted about Tommy Chong on Facebook, going to be interviewing us today, or we're interviewing him today. Sorry, I'm kind of nervous, you guys, you know me. And this one guy said something, he was a hater, he said some trash that Tommy Chong was fake, was his quote. I wrote it down here. Yeah, that's what he wrote. And then I looked at the guy's profile on Facebook, and he runs a minor circuit pro wrestling ring company.
That's funny.
The kettle is black or white or something. If it's a Michael Jackson kettle, I guess.
Yeah, so last week I was talking about a new product with the C-suction. Remember I was talking about that hanger for the vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
For the home kit abortion? Well, I'm thinking that after the DEP trial, you know, there's another thing for maybe the Sleep Number bed. They can have their own Amber Alert. If you set it on number two, it goes off if somebody poops in the bed. You know? That's an Amber Alert that, you know, has to be heard.
You better hope they don't overturn that Roe versus Wade before you come out with that.
Yeah.
Because when they do, you know, if they overturn it, we should all put all our money together and invest in coat hangers, you know?
Hey, was he in the bed when
the wire
she,
kind, not
when
the
she took
plastic.
I don't think so.
No,
I heard
no.
It was actually
the cat was in the bed.
She tried to say it was a prank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a rascal.
That's crazy.
Hey, what do you guys think of the... I read this story last week, but the Sports Illustrated has had a plus-size model, Yumi Nu, as this year's swimsuit. Did you guys see the actual cover yet?
No, I haven't.
Let me show you guys the cover, and I want to see what you guys think, because I didn't think it was that bad, frankly. Some people were really flipping out. I didn't quite think it was that bad. I'll get the picture for you. Have you seen it, Chris?
No, no.
What were they offended by?
She's not your typical, your typical swimsuit model, if, you know.
Well, Victoria's Secret, didn't they have a Down syndrome model? Are we not all-inclusive?
Oh, okay.
They did?
So
yeah,
it's just that she's
so.
Not, like, super skinny.
I think that's true.
I guess,
it's
yeah.
It's just, like,
she's a bigger girl.
I have no idea, but you're saying...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's got more meat on her bones.
She's doing okay.
Yeah, she's thick. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. It does look a little photoshopped because I've seen some other pictures of her.
There's definitely an uncanny valley here. Like something's off, like with it a little
bit. You look at the face. The face is kind of the face is like perfectly contoured,
yeah,
and the rest of the body is kind of not.
Well,
right.
They don't touch up all pictures. I mean, I don't know what we're getting at. I mean,
every picture's touched up, but it's just it has that kind of weird just look to it. But I don't think
it's a little
offensive.
Distorted.
I'll show you on the picture where I got touched. Picture of the doll or something. That's where I got touched. I knew this chick. Speaking of Roe versus Wade, I knew this chick once. She was so liberal, you know. She got an abortion just so she could say she got an abortion. Did you hear about that? I think I told you the other night we were talking. Yeah, yeah. And she's a lesbian.
Oh, my Lord. You just get them while you can, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yikes. Well, you guys saw the demise of the Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Biden's Ministry of Truth.
No.
Yeah, it was very sad. Well, they created a disinformation board, which a lot of people were calling the Ministry of Truth. It was supposed to call out various disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And I called them because I was curious, what I should be aware of. And I got Xi Jinping's voicemail. So I don't know what's going on over there. Yeah, then I asked him if Hunter Biden's laptop is real, and they referred me to the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So I just, I don't know what's going on in the administration right now.
I don't know. I'll tell you, though, that the Chinese do have something going on for him because we homeschooled our son for years until we decided to send him to school, thought he might get a better education there. But when we brought him there, their five-year-olds in our schools were making macaroni art. In China, they're making iPhones and, you know what I mean? We need to catch up here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. More slave labor in the schools is really the answer, I think.
Right. Yeah, more.
That's what we need. We're behind. We're losing our competitive edge.
I think Tommy's trying to call my number. I'm sorry. I gave him both our number here at the radio station and my number. So I just sent him the correct number. I did email them both numbers. Sorry, guys. I'm screwing up.
Go. Oh, you're good, James. Hey, I think we have a caller. Oh,
man, I hope so.
I wonder who it is.
It's my first day. It's the worst day of my life, you guys.
Oh, come on, James. Quit saying that.
That's true. Tomorrow could be worse. You're right. Stay positive.
Yeah, think about it. Yeah, today, exactly. I mean, your bitch died today.
I live in the now anyway, right?
It can always get worse.
You got to live in the now.
Just remember that.
This is the worst now of my life. Now this is the worst now of my life.
Oh, my God.
Now this is the worst now of my life. Now this is the worst now of my life.
It's an infinite regress.
I'll stop.
We got to stop the program. The loop broke.
Tommy Chong's birthday is today as well. You guys give him a happy birthday.
Yeah, from happy Stanford birthday, Tommy Chong.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
That's stand up for news for Tommy Chong's birthday. All
right, stand up for news.
What's the other day you said it was again? The Canadian thing?
Oh, Victoria Day. Technically, you celebrated yesterday, but it used to be celebrated on May 24th. It was to celebrate, I guess, the reign of Queen Victoria, but it's also more of like kind of like the first summer holiday in Canada. So the only reason I know any of that is because Rush, my favorite band, sang about it in one of their songs. And it's just, you know, everyone would gather on the 24th of May sitting in the sand to watch the fireworks display. And I was like, what's this about? Looked it up once and it was like, oh, Victoria Day. It's kind of a big deal in Canada. So
she must have been hot for them to write a song about her. Was Victoria hot?
I mean, have you seen the paintings?
happy birthday, yes. Victoria.
She's going to be in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover.
Oh, my
year.
Lord.
And today is actually National Brothers Day. Which is pretty cool.
Oh,
you know?
Cool.
So shout out to all the guys who have banged my ex-wife, you know, Eskimos.
Oh, no.
Sure, the list is big by now. Eskimos for life.
Did you hear about monkeypox, you guys?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Monkeypox see, monkeypox do. I heard you can only get it through sexual intercourse, though, you know?
Hmm.
Is that what you heard, too? Monkeypox through your sex? There's a case in Florida. Yeah, well, I don't have to worry about that. I'm married.
why is it you only get pox from chicken and monkeys? Are those the only ones we're screwing? Are those ones we're just not supposed to screw? I'm not sure how that goes. You don't hear of cowpox or any other pox.
What if you bred those two viruses? You could have chunky pox.
I think vaccination.
Oh, you guys, get ready. Hero, one of my favorites growing up. My dad turned me on to him when I was about 8 years old with the Corsican Brothers. That's my favorite Tommy Chong movie ever. But here is Tommy Chong. Happy birthday.
Tommy Chong.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
I'm James Esterline, stand-up comedian. This is Scott Patrick, big fan of yours as well. And this is Dick Colligan. We're stand-up comedians. And Christopher Wright, he's our guitar player. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all the accolades. I would prefer something to smoke, but that's okay.
We just smoked one for you out there.
Yeah,
me and Chris did.
That'll really help.
James is really starstruck. I was wondering, has there ever been a time that Tommy Chong himself has been starstruck? I mean, Tommy Chong, how does he get starstruck? Is there anybody?
Not so much starstruck, but I got put down one time by Jack Nicholson.
How'd that go?
What'd he say?
I was at a party and I went to smoke a joint, you know, so I asked the host where I could smoke. He said, well, go in the bedroom. So I went in the bedroom and I swear to God, there's John Lennon sitting on the floor. I lit up a joint. Yeah, he's sitting on the floor beside the bed. And I lit a joint and I handed it. I was going to share it with John and he said, I don't know, I got immigration problems. So he turned me down.
I heard that your favorite smoke partner was George Harrison.
But they all turned me down, and then I put out the joint and I walked out in the hallway, and there I met Nicholson, and I had just seen a movie called Last Detail.
Oh yeah, great movie.
He played a role where, in the movie, he's combing his hair, but he has no hair. and he combed it for about 10 minutes in the movie. And so I was really stoned. So I asked Jack, you know, without saying hi or anything, I just said, hey, is that part in the movie where you're combing your hair? Did you improvise that or was that written in the script? And he just looked at me like I just pooped on his shoe.
He said, what are you, some kind of comedian?
No, he just said, excuse me, you're in my way.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Ouch.
Hey, excuse me, you're in my way.
Oh, man.
That was funny.
What's your favorite movie you've ever made? That's one of the questions I wanted to ask you. My favorite movie that you ever did was The Corsican Brothers.
That's one of them. That's definitely one of them, because we did it on the cheap. The last scene in The Corsican Brothers goes for 10 minutes, and it's a one take, held, camera held. It was a 10-minute take.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
One time.
I did not know that.
That was a favorite. They're all favorite of mine.
What about National Lampoon Senior Trip? That's my favorite of yours.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun, man. That was great. That was a surprise. You know, it was the first non-man kind of movie that I was in, you know, where I played another total character. But, yeah, that was fun, too.
Yeah, with a young Jeremy Renner.
Yep.
Yeah, wasn't that crazy?
Right?
Crazy, yeah. I met him just a little while ago, a few months ago. I didn't meet him, but he was at the Irishman, the fighter, you know, the Irish
guy? McGregor?
Conor McGregor?
Conor McGregor, yeah. I was at that fight, and he was sitting in front of me with Joe Rogan, and finally he turned around and gave me a nod.
That's awesome. Oh, man. My dad, he's 83. He lives with me. His name's James as well. He wanted me to tell you he's one of your biggest fans and to say happy birthday. He's the guy that let me watch Corsican Brothers when I was 8 years old. And then he just let me watch all the other Cheech and Chong movies and everything else you've been in. My kids have, you know, so it's like a three generation. My kids love Zootopia, you know, so you've touched a lot of generations. So I just want to say thank you for that. And my dad never smoked and never drank ever his whole life. He lives with me still. He's an old feller, I guess. He's still...
When we did the movies, you know, I really was very aware of changing the attitude of potheads, and that's why, you know, we wrote in the weightlifting scene and all the health, the funny scenes, and
we
Cheech and I made an effort to go to the gym and make sure that we displayed or portrayed stoners as healthy, well-built,
Yeah, you were looking good, man.
Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to accomplish more than anything. Because I was a bodybuilder, and I hung with, very healthy people that wouldn't, drink soda pop, but they would smoke pot.
Hey, Tommy, what do you think about the weed that's out today versus the weed, back in the day?
Cannabis.
I love that. I love that attitude.
I call it cannabis. It's medication to me. It keeps me from getting angry and killing everybody. So I'm smoking weed to do everybody else a favor. Scott does it for medication for his medical issues.
For me, it helps me write my sick licks.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that weed back in the day was weak and, so stoned back in the day, you could call it cheap Mexican weed or whatever you want. So stoned back in the day, you could call it cheap Mexican weed or whatever you want to call it, but, man, it got you, it got me where I am today.
I'm 46, almost 47. I've been smoking cannabis since it's about 12, and it's always been better than taking any kind of medications or anything. I've always stayed positive that way. I love it.
You're the comedian?
Yeah, I'm James, the comedian guy.
Yeah, that's where it really helped. That's what created Cheech and Chong. Before we did anything, we'd toke up a little bit, laugh, and then we'd go work and go do some incredible stuff,
Mm-hmm. I gotta admit, I had a crush on your daughter when I was a kid too. And she was in Commando. That's when I was, getting like 11 years old.
Did you see her in Quest for Fire?
Yes. I've seen a lot of her movies.
She's here. She's in L.A. with me.
Oh, awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's acting. She's working, you know. We're still alive.
So I was watching the reunion of your you and Cheech and Chong the other day, and Shelby is hilarious. Shelby Chong is hilarious. She opened for you guys. That movie is hilarious. I recommend everybody watch that. I like how you guys are out in the audience commenting and stuff.
Yeah. No, Shelby, that's my lady of many, many years. You know, she was my girlfriend at first, and then I got her pregnant.
And I watched nice. That's how I did it too. My kid just graduated last week. 18 years ago we did that. I forgot what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, so
we're here.
I would imagine with all the things you've been in, movies, books, directing, songwriting, everything, has there ever been like crazy like merchandise that people tried to pitch to you that it just that you went for, it didn't go for, that you thought was funny?
Well, you know what we do now. There's so many good bootlegs out now that we bootleg the.
That's brilliant.
We let them do the design, and then we steal the design and then do it big time.
That's incredible. So what's the future look for you now? Do you still have aspirations, or are you trying to what do you plan to fill your time with after all that you've accomplished?
I've come up with a plan that's going to change everything. I've got a plan to deal with the gun problem, you know, the weapons problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got a plan to deal with the immigration, you know, the march on America, you know, the migration. And I got a plan to deal with climate change.
Nice.
I'm serious.
And where could we, do you have that somewhere that we could find that?
No, what I'm doing is I'm going to make a movie.
Great.
Showing how to solve these problems. You know, because you can talk until you're blue in the face. No one really listens or cares. Or you can write it down. But if you show someone a movie and show it how everything can work, then people will steal it. You know, it's like a good design. It's out there, people will steal it. And that's what I'm going to do, because in my pot, you know, haze, I figured out a way to deal with the gun violence, to deal with the immigration problem, and to deal with everything that's going on, that sort of like climate change, for instance, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about how the human race has been greed, you know, oil, for instance. Oil became, you know, the most, well, that's why we got a war in the Ukraine right now, over oil.
Mm-hmm.
The oil prices rock bottomed out, and Russia depends on oil. And so Russia was going broke. He had to start a war. You know, in order to keep the oil prices back to where they are now, through the roof. But we got electric cars now that's going to take out the gas automobiles, and so we have to prepare, you know, ourselves to live without war. That's not hard to do, you know, and the way you do that is to do a movie, and then people will go, oh, okay. So yeah, I'm not even close to retiring.
Nice.
Well, you see the movies.
Yep.
It's like comedians, you know, like a retired comedian. You know, well, I watched. Did you see the George Carlin? You know, well, I watched. Did you see the George Carlin series yet?
No. On which platform?
George Carlin. The story of George Carlin is incredible. I knew George.
Nice.
I worked with him one time.
He's one of my heroes.
Yeah, me too.
But what he did, he in fact, people ask me, you know, do you have any advice for young comics coming up, you know? And I guess they're thinking I'm going to give them a long list. And I said, no, there's only one thing I can give any comic advice, is to be funny.
Right. We got about 3 minutes left, 2.5 minutes left. We're a half hour show, but I was going to ask if I could invite you to our podcast we're going to be doing soon as well.
I'd love to.
Awesome.
Anytime. Nice.
Oh, man. It was a pleasure having you on our show. One of the reasons you're my hero is you're a martyr. You went to jail for no reason. Frig that Buchanan chick. Mm-hmm. I watched your documentary like twice the other last week. She can go to hell.
I want to tell you about that, man.
Go ahead. We got 2.5 minutes to fill. Go ahead.
Okay. They gave me a chance to cop out. You know what?
Dick.
That's right.
I wanted to go. But you know what?
Dick.
That's right.
I wanted to go to jail. I've been wanting to go to jail since I had a best friend when I was 15 years old, and he went to jail. And when he came out, he was so buffed and looking.
Right.
Just to get in shape.
Yeah.
Well, when we finish a show, we do a little song. You want to sing it with us? It's called Stand Up for News, because that's what we are. We're stand-up comics, and we do the news. It's really, really easy to follow. It goes like this, Tommy. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. We do stand up too. Stand up for news. Clap, clap. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news.
Hey, and check out drugfreeworld.org, Tommy. I think you'll find that interesting.
Oh, Dick.
Get out of
silly
here.
Goose. Thank you again, Tommy.
Yeah, you're the greatest.
Yeah, thanks for joining our show.
Man, I'll hit you up about a podcast
legend.
Later. Thank
an
you again.
An absolute legend. Thank you so much.
Woo! Yeah. UTAN.